Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking the Lord through our beautiful floral offerings from our alumni. Most humble pranams at Swami's lotus feet. Respected elders, sisters, and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. At the outset, on the behalf of the Sri Sathya Sai students, we once again wish all of you a very holy and a prosperous 2016. How indeed blessed and fortunate we all are to be present every year on the very first day of the year. Swami, we have no words of gratitude to express for this humble and wonderful opportunity that you have given to all of us. Way back in late 1970s, or I would say early 1980s, when Swami's institutions were being formed, did we ever imagine that one day he will shower so much love on the passouts or the alumni and would give us a day to come back as a homecoming on Jan 1st every year to celebrate this wonderful occasion as Prema Bandham? No, we really could not even imagine. Therefore, Swami, we will all remain grateful to you for all our lives. This evening, we humbly offer a bouquet of offerings at your lotus feet. We started this evening's program or the session with a procession comprising of the Palki, the Vedam, and the Slow March. I'm sure you would have noticed that the Slow March captain saluting Swami with the alumni flag. Let me narrate a very beautiful incident regarding this beautiful and wonderful alumni flag. Way back in 2002, when Swami gave us the permission to bring him from Yajur Mandir in a procession, the slow march was to lead the procession. However, it was in those times that we did not have any alumni flag as such. In 2005, the alumni flag was designed and was blessed by Bhagwan himself. And since then, we continue to march with this beautiful alumni flag of ours. This happened till 2012. And when we came back for the Prema Bandham of 2012, sisters and brothers, can you believe we had lost the flag? The flag was nowhere to be found. We went inside the institute auditorium. We went to the senior boys' hostel. We asked each one of us about where the flag was, because it was blessed by Bhagwan and we did not want to lose it, and we did not want to even march a step without that. But as Swami would have it, the flag was just lost. So in 2012, the Prema Bandha meeting, we marched without the flag. And believe me, we all felt extremely bad about it. In 2013, when all of us came back for the Prema Bandham, we knew that we had no flag with us. We prayed to Bhagwan, Swami, how can it be that the flag that you have blessed is not a part of the slow march? Anyways, we prayed to Swami, and just like today, the Vedam was to start exactly at 4:30 in the evening, and we were all ready and decked up just near the Ram Sita temple. At 4:15, sisters and brothers, can you believe, one of our brothers come running to me and gives me an envelope. And when I open that, to my utter surprise, I find the alumni flag. I had nothing to say, nothing to express. Totally, I was dumbstruck. I opened the envelope. Believe me, that was an envelope that was totally bitten by mites and all kind of termites from all directions and all sides. But the inside of that, the alumni flag was absolutely intact. Can you beat that? Second, I'm sure all of us would have received and given a lot of couriers. And I'm sure you would see that on the left-hand side of the envelope, the sender is supposed to write his or her name or address or the telephone numbers. Sisters and brothers, there was no address, there was no telephone. I was only told that this particular courier arrived from Coimbatore. That is Swami's love. We prayed for him, we prayed for the flag, and lo and behold, he gives that to us. Sisters and brothers, Swami is like a butter. He melts with prayers and devotion. He responds instantly, like Lord Krishna responding to Draupadi's cry. Dear Swami, we seek your permission and blessings this evening to present our offerings. We present the alumni card to Bhagwan, mentioning about the various offerings that we intend to make this evening at his lotus feet. Present Bhagwan a token of our love and gratitude. Swami, we also offer you the Prema Bandham edition of Vidyulekha. Just to let everyone know that Vidyulekha was the banner under which Bhagwan used to write. And how fortunate we are that he blessed us so that we could continue that very important element of his legacy throughout and today. The students continue to publish our articles in this beautiful Vidyulekha. Music. This is something very, very close to our Swami's heart. Do we know why? Because Swami himself mentioned, music is nothing but it is Vedanta in melody. Swami, we humbly offer the 25th edition of the Bridge Across Time.
In this glorious year, which saw the celebration of your 90th birthday, we, the alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, lovingly offer at your lotus feet the 25th volume of A Bridge Across Time.
హరి సాయి కృష్ణ ముకుంద హరి
Enhancing the flavor of music, as Lord is Gana Priya and Nada Brahmam, we the alumni present a bouquet of melodies through the alumni brass band. Another wonderful offering from the alumni with a lot of devotion deep from the depth of the heart. Shri Sai Ram, we offer our humble pranams at the lotus feet of our divine Mother Sai. Dearest Swami, every year we make a beginning at your divine lotus feet. We are grateful for this opportunity to express our love and gratitude in the form of a small musical offering. As you have always told us, when there is rhythm in the mind and you are in sync with the divine, the energy automatically flows. That is the spirit of the band, rhythmic energy. Dearest Swami, the first piece that we offer to you today is the spirit of unity in diversity. As you have often told us, there is only one religion, the religion of love. We present to you the bhajan, Allah Tum Ishwar Bhi Tum.
Om Sri Sai Ram. As students of Swami, each one of us have some fond memories, something that we cherish for the rest of our lives. For us, Swami was everything. But there are those moments when Swami was both a loving mother and a very caring father. And the best things happen when the Lord comes home. A home where each lives for the other and all live for God, our hostel. If I close my eyes even today, the scene is very fresh in my mind. I can see Swami walking across the lawns, and there is just this song that's playing in the background. A song that you could fall asleep to, a song that can inspire you. Pyare Sai Hamare. Dearest Swami, right from the day we came to your fold, you were that friend who was always with us, constantly guiding us and guarding us. You were that friend whose shoulder we can always rely upon. Swami, at this juncture of our lives, no matter whatever we may do, wherever we are, whichever part of world we are, be with us. Be the guiding force with us. May the Sai force be with us all. The next piece which we are about to play is theme from Star Wars Saga.
New Year is a day which brings lot of excitement. We all remember New Year surely for one thing, and that is our New Year resolution. So today, what are we going to resolve for? Let us all resolve together to dedicate this year, our mind, our thought, and our actions in dedication to our beloved Sai. And let us all spread His love in our walks of life. And symbolizing, representing this very spirit, we present our next piece. It's called, It's Shiva's Time.
Thank you.
as mentioned by our dear brothers, that was a true rhythmic spirit invoking the Lord, as music is also said to be the expression of emotions from deep within. Emotions. I am reminded by a very beautiful experience wherein we all feel Swami, and we all at times become so emotional that we don't want him to let go. This happened sometime in Vrindavan, way back in 1990s, when Swami had graced his presence for all of us at Vrindavan. He stayed in Vrindavan for 15 to 20 days, and as we knew that the time would soon come wherein he will have to leave for Prashanti Nilayam. Initially we were very happy, we were so excited, but as the days passed, 10, 12, 13, 14, we became very emotional, because on the 15th day, Swami was to leave for Prashanti Nilayam. And when the 15th day arrived, we knew that the Lord had to leave, and we were all standing in the early morning with a single line queue waiting for Bhagwan to walk out from the Trey Vrindavan. And as it happens with boys, and as Swami walked out, all of us together became absolutely emotional, and we were praying, Swami, please don't go. Swami, please stay. Bhagwan, please don't go. This was a kind of an emotional burst that all of us had on the 15th morning when Swami was leaving for Prashanti Nilayam. And as Bhagwan would have it in his own beautiful way, all of us were standing in one single queue, and Swami walked right to the first boy, and he asked us, what happened? And all of us were again emotional. Swami, please don't go. Please stay here for some more days. Please don't go. And then, with a profound message that every experience has got, Bhagwan smiled and he waved his hand, and there came out a beautiful green diamond. We were not exactly, we didn't understand as to why this beautiful diamond ring came out and for whom it was. And Swami showed that ring to all of us, and he started walking right from the first boy till the end of the row, showing each of us the diamond at a close. And as it happened for all of us, we forgot all our emotions and we were focusing on the diamond. We were all queuing, running, jumping to have a look second time for the diamond. And as Swami would have his, in his own way, he walked till the last boy, showed the diamond, blew it away, it disappeared, he boarded the car and he quietly left.
Om Sri Sai Ram. గజ్జలందియలు ఘల్లు ఘల్లు నమ్రోయ నాట్యమ్ము సల్పిన నలనయ్య ఆ బాలగోపాలము ఆనందమున తేల మురళి మృగించిన ముద్దులయ్య కంసాది కుమతుల కసిమసంగి ప్రజకు శాంతి చేకూర్చిన చల్లనయ్య సమరరంగాన పార్థసారథియై గీత ప్రవచించి వినిచిన పంతులయ్య శాంతి కరువైన నేడు ప్రశాంతి కూర్ప మరల ఇహలోకమందు సంభవము చెందే సకల కళ్యాణ సద్గుణ చక్రవర్తి సచ్చిదానందమయమూర్తి శ్రీ సత్యసాయి స్వామి మీ దివ్య సమక్షాణ వేలాది మురళిలై మీ దివ్య శ్వాస మాయందు ప్రవహింప వేచియుంటిమి తండ్రి ఈ ప్రేమబంధ కుసుమాన్ని స్వీకరించి తమ ఆశీస్సులు అందించ ప్రార్థించుచున్నాము తమ పిల్లలు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యార్థులు సాయిరామ్
మోస్ట్ బిలవెడ్ భగవాన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఇన్ఫైనట్ గ్రేస్ దట్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లైఫ్ యు హ్యావ్ బ్లెస్డ్ అస్ విత్ యువర్ కంపెనీ ఓవర్ కౌంట్లెస్ లైఫ్స్ You have painstakingly worked upon us chiseling away our imperfections and molding us in your image. Pleasure or pain, we are safely nestled in your hands, and your tender touch is a soothing balm to our restless souls. Dear Sai Krishna, thousands of flutes have gathered today at your lotus feet, each with our own flaws that we have carried with us over numerous lives. We have but one raging desire, to be the perfect flute, the perfect channel for your message. Dear Swami, work on us, be kind to us and show us the right path. May we all be flutes within your hand, and may the melody of your eternal message flow through us. Dear Swami, take our everything and let us be instruments of Thee. We, your children, offer at your lotus feet a drama titled The Perfect Flute.
Wow, what a day it has been. The audience was thrilled with Bansi's performance. King Jarasandha was so immersed in the melody of your tunes that tears of joy were trickling down his cheeks.
Bansi, no wonder that you're called the Aparavamsi Vilasi, the greatest flute player. From Hastinapura to Kushasthali, from Mathura to Magadha, all the royal courts galore with the legend of your flute-making skill.
Oh yes, to play upon a flute made by Bansi is a lifetime ambition for many musicians of the greatest royal courts.
Mahashaya Bansi Raj, the merchant from Mathura is here to see you. He had been seeking your audience for few weeks. You consented to see him today. Kindly permit me to let him in.
Oh, Ratan Mahasay. Yes, let him in.
Mahashaya, I am honored to be granted an audience. Please accept my greetings.
Namaskar, Ratanji, namaskar. Please be seated. So what brings you here? What can I do for the biggest all trader in Vrindavan?
I have come here to request you to make a flute for my Kanhaiya.
Make a flute for you?
Sir, I appreciate your perseverance. I have been informed that you have been trying to meet me for the last few months. Flute for me is not a mere instrument, but a pathway that leads you to your deepest self. I cannot let any unworthy walk on it. I hear the player, I judge his capability, and then alone, only and only if I deem him worthy, shall I think of making a flute for him.
I am sure you are aware that even royal musician of Kushasthali court was deemed unfit by Bansi to play upon his flute. He is not a street-side flute maker to make flutes and sell to every passerby. I am not sure who this person of yours is.
Sir, I understand your concerns. I know the value of flutes, for I too was a flute maker few years ago. And this boy Kanhaiya is no ordinary one. He is God incarnate himself.
Oh, I never knew you too were a flute maker. But I don't understand the rest of what you have spoken. You say some boy, you say God incarnate. Let's not waste my time. Namaskar Ratan Mahashay, I don't think I can do this.
Bansiji, please listen to my story once. I was the one who made the Gandharva Vamsi, the royal flute of Hastinapura.
What? Gandharva Vamsi? You are the maker of Gandharva Vamsi? It's the only flute that rivals the melodies of my flutes. Ratanji, why don't you make the flute yourself?
Sir, I'm a street side flute maker and no genius like you. Gandharva Vamsi was a magic beyond my comprehension. Yes, these hands culled Gandharva Vamsi from the bamboo. But it was he who filled the magic into the flute. In fact, after the creation of Gandharva Vamsi, I even exited the business of making flutes to save my face. I realized I could never make another flute of that kind. As my gratitude, I want to present a flute made by the king of flute makers to my Krishna.
Krishna? Who is Krishna?
Krishna is the son of Nanda Raja.
You mean he's a cowherd, a mere cowherd?
Yes, but don't limit his identity to his visible acts. He is far beyond them. He is no ordinary mortal.
I don't understand, Ratanji.
Let me explain. 3 years ago, I was not this rich oil trader that this world knows me as. All that I had was this piece of cloth. I was then a poor flute maker. I despised my life. I was angry with the world and I was angry with God. Oh God, what have you made of my life? It is now more than 10 days that no one bought a single flute of mine. I have gone from street to street, knocked every door but not one, not even a single one wanted to buy my flute. What wretchedness is this? Are you there, Lord? Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
You are so beautiful. Who are you, child?
I have been hearing your cries and I thought I should help you.
Help me? What can you help? Maybe I can try my luck with them. Sir, will you buy these flutes? Please, just one. Just one flute, please.
No, I don't want a flute.
Sir, please, just one. Maybe as a play toy for your kids. Please, just buy one flute, please.
Go away. Don't bother me, please.
Sir, please, sir. It's been 3 days since I ate any food. Buy one flute. You seem to be well to do. 2 coppers wouldn't matter for you. But for me, they would give me life. Please save me from this hunger. Please, sir.
Okay. But this flute doesn't look to be of good quality. I work in the court of Mathura. There, the flutes are much better.
At least give me 1 copper.
Not more than 1/4.
1/4? I spend 1 copper to make my flute. And now you say 1/4?
What melody! What beauty! My dear man, You are wasting your talent. This flute deserves not just a quarter, but 10 gold coins. Here, take these. Indeed, if a small kid can play such melody on your flute, the magic the trained royal musicians can create will be beyond imagination. The king shall be happy with this present.
Intrigued by the story of Ratan, Bansi Raj decides to visit Vrindavan and examine Krishna's talent of playing the flute personally. Little did he know that this would be the turning point in his life. Kanha, meet Bansi Raj, the king of flute makers.
I am a mere cowherd.
Oh, you seem to know what I had remarked to Ratan in my palace. How do you know?
My ears are everywhere.
Oh, I was told you play the flute wonderfully. I heard the story of how you transformed Ratan's flute into a legend.
I play the flute to call back the cows that have left the right path.
And people in your village tell me miraculous stories about you.
Miracles are my visiting cards.
They say you are God incarnate. Is that true?
Everybody is the same divine embodiment.
If we both are equal, then why do I feel something different? Something special in your presence. I have traveled far and wide. I met kings, emperors, and even great sages. But I had never experienced this before.
A magnet locked in a copper case experiences the pull when it is brought near to another magnet. This is natural. When the case is removed, they become one with the magnet.
You seem to be far wiser than your age.
I am ageless, but yes, this body is young.
I don't understand.
Time has come for me to melt the case.
Krishna, 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 what was that, Ratan? What was that? How did I miss this sweetness till now? At last my soul, wandering behind the mirages of this world, seems to have found its goal. I have no words to explain. It was a flow that filled the empty recesses of my heart and awakened the forgotten memories of the soul. My life is now dedicated to just one purpose: to make a flute that can recreate this divine haunting melody and get it played by Krishna himself. I shall not move from Vrindavan. And I shall not face Krishna till I make such a flute. Ratan, I have but one request in this sadhana. I have a child, Sarangi, and he needs support.
Only the hilltops can feel the clouds, Bansiji. It is your greatness that allowed you to see the glory of Krishna. I am blessed to have even met you, to be of some service to a devotee like you. Sarang shall grow in my home like my own son. Thus, Bansi decided to stay in Vrindavan and dedicate his entire life in making the perfect flute for Krishna. Years passed by. Meanwhile, Krishna had left Mathura, killed Kamsa, and had grown to be a renowned king of Yadavas. Vrindavan, however, continued to live in the sweet memories of the little Kanha, and Bansi continued to make the perfect flute.
Gandharv, did you hear the rumor? Is it true that Krishna is likely to come for a day to Vrindavan?
Oh, I hope it's true. But how many times we heard similar stories? Krishna is a king now. He has to attend to many things. I even heard that Krishna is contemplating to move away from Mathura to Kushasthali to save his subjects from Jarasandha.
Oh, is it? It's been years since we saw him. From the day he left, Vrindavan has lost its charm. There is no one to steal butter, none to play with our cows, no one to climb Govardhan Giri.
That melody of Krishna's flute still haunts every heart in Vrindavan. Did not sage Durvasa, when he visited us, remark, Shishur Veti, Pashur Veti, Veti Ganarasa Fanihi. From the kids to cows, from trees to snakes, everybody swayed to the magic of his flute.
Krishna's flute is a magic. This poor Bansi was bewitched by its magic and has spent years in making a perfect flute for Krishna. Poor fellow, he lives on this hope that Krishna will come one day and play his flute.
I think he has lost his senses. Krishna did not come even for seeing his own Gopalas. Will he come for a flute? I don't think so. Anyway, I hope Bansi's madness ends soon.
Yet another imperfect flute.
But father, that sounded so melodious. Why did you discard the flute?
My dear Sarangi, the flute is definitely an excellent specimen. But it is not yet perfect. I cannot offer such imperfection to my Achyuta, the blemishless one. I want to offer a reed that resonates with my heart.
Our Bansi Raj wants to offer a Bansi to a cowherd.
Yes, Sampat Seth, see for yourself how our Bansi Raj has been wasted.
Bansi Raj, remember Sampat Seth, your benefactor?
Oh, Sampat Seth, welcome, welcome everyone to this humble dwelling. Please let me know, how can I be of any service to you?
We have brought him here so that he may drive some sense into your head.
Bansi Raj, Bansi Raj, what can you serve us? Take a good look at your pitiable state today. You're not even in a position to host your friends. You were once a wealthy trader in all of Mathura, a world-renowned flute maker whose reeds fetched a fortune. It is by selling your flutes that I have prospered. But look at you. This self-inflicted madness to chisel a perfect flute for that cowherd has ruined you. What a sheer waste of this precious God-gifted talent.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Please don't say such harsh words, Sage-ji, about my Krishna. He is no ordinary cowherd. He is Gopala. And this talent is not merely a gift from God. It is verily God. And my heart only desires to offer this talent back to God in the form of perfection.
aren't you worried about making enough money to support your family? What about the future of your son?
Dear friend, your concern is valid. But talent should not be used to merely earn a living. It should be used for the benefit of everyone. Talent finds fulfillment in perfection, and that is its own reward. The well-being of my family is incidental in this process. Every flute is an act of worship at this altar of perfection. Every hour spent is an investment whose returns cannot be measured in money. What it gives me is contentment, which all the money in this world cannot buy.
Well, we admire your determination, although it may appear foolhardy. As your well-wishers, we pray for your perfection to find fulfillment. We will take leave of you.
I was once the greatest flute maker in all of Magadha. Musicians pined to be considered worthy of my flutes. But Krishna, I am growing old now. My sight and skills fail me. My fingers fumble and my hands tremble. Nuances of musical notes escape my aging ears. People think I am mad. But the desire to make you an offering rages relentlessly in my heart, Krishna. Every part of me pines for you. But I am afraid if I will ever make the perfect flute.
दो होठ है प्रभु
प्राण भर हे मुरली मोहन गिरिधारी श्याम मुरारी बंसीधर श्याम मुरारी बंसीधर
With great difficulty, I have carved this flute. It has suffered much in my hands. Krishna, bless it with the touch of your soft lips. Soothe its wounds with your own divine breath, Krishna. I have given up everything in this quest. And now, I feel hollow, just like this flute in my hand. My flute, Krishna. This is not my flute. This is your flute. The pitch is perfect. The notes are beautiful. The music is so rich and nectarine, just like your voice, Krishna. Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram. Adharam madhuram. Vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram. Krishna, my life has found its fulfillment at last. The perfect flute is ready. Your flute is ready, Krishna. Your flute is ready. Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram. Oh Krishna, your flute is ready.
Arey Bansi, have you heard? Krishna is visiting Vrindavan today. A wonderful opportunity has come knocking on your door.
Ratan, Sarangi, your words are honey to my ears. Oh Krishna, how can I thank you for this blessing? Ratan, I have a surprise gift for my Krishna. Can you please dress Sarangi up like the little Krishna that I saw on the banks of Yamuna? With the tilak and the mayur mukut?
What is that special gift that you are talking about?
I'll tell you. You will know about it soon. Go now, get him dressed. How long have I waited for this moment, Krishna? How much have I pined to feast upon your form and to hear you play the melody of the flute. At last, my Lord, the moment has come. My life shall find fulfillment when you accept this flute. I have become old, but I am sure you will recognize me. How will you play my flute? Like this? like this. Maybe like this. But you're a king now. I cannot send an unwrapped flute.
Bansi, look at Sarangi. Doesn't he look like our Kanha?
Ah, my sweet little Kanha. Wait here. We will go together to see Krishna. But I need a case to place my gift. Let us look for a container worthy of offering to Krishna.
After so many years, I am seeing a smile on my father's face. I wonder what the reason for his sudden joy is. For years, he has made flute after flute in search for a perfect one. He is growing older, and I wonder if he will ever make a perfect flute. Why did he keep this flute here? Let me throw it there.
Ratan, do you know what the surprise gift is? After years of toil, just when I finished carving the perfect flute, you bring me the wonderful news of Krishna's arrival. It could not have happened at a more opportune moment. Where is the flute? Where is the flute that was here? Ratan, have you seen it? Sarangi, have you seen the flute?
Oh, was that the perfect flute, Father? Please forgive me, Father. I thought it was another imperfect flute and I threw it into the heap. Please forgive me, Father. Please forgive me.
What? You threw the flute in that pile? What have you done, Sarangi? How will I ever find my flute again? Krishna, what will I do? Let me try this one. No, this is not the one. Is this the one? No, this is not the one. Let that loose like the one. No, this is not the one. No, this is not the one. Krishna, this is not the one.
Thus, the achievement of a lifetime disappeared into the efforts of a lifetime. Bansi spent his whole day searching for the perfect flute. Sarangi, deeply hurt by his foolishness, ran away to the banks of Yamuna to cry over his innocent folly. On the other hand, entire Vrindavan was celebrating the sudden arrival of Krishna. Meanwhile, in Nanda's palace,
Kanhaiya, it is so wonderful that you are back in Vrindavan after all these years. My mind goes back to those magical days when as a child you roamed carefree in Vrindavan.
Magical days perhaps for you, Father, but I had to cover for all his mischief and even at times take the blame for it.
Dear Kanhaiya, you seem to be preoccupied. What are you thinking? Are you expecting some of your old friends?
Baba, I am waiting for a very special devotee. Balram Dao?
Yes, Kanhaiya.
Can you please help me? Go to the banks of River Yamuna and you will see a boy. Please bring him to me.
Sure, definitely.
Who is this great devotee, Kanhaiya?
Uncle Akrura, I miss my flute. I am waiting for my flute.
Your flute? It's right here with you, Kanhaiya.
Kanhaiya, look who has come.
Ah, there he is.
Who is this beautiful boy?
He is Sarangi. Sarangi, my child, why are you weeping?
My father is upset with me. But who are you and how do you know my name?
I know
everything, Sarangi. I am Krishna.
Oh, you are Krishna. You look very beautiful.
You also look very beautiful, Sarangi.
Look, Kanha. Isn't she dressed just like you?
Oh, yes. But what happened to your tilak, Sarangi?
Ratan uncle dressed me up just like you. But I was angry with myself and hence wiped away my tilak.
Come, come. How's Ratan? Were you angry with him?
No. I was angry with myself. I was careless and lost a flute that my father made for you. Ratan uncle always talks about you.
Yes, yes, I know. Now be still. Don't move. Let me dress you up. This is how I used to wear the mukut. This is how I used to put tilak. Wait. This is my necklace. Let me put it around you. Ah, Baba, he now looks just like me.
Are you not angry with me that I lost the flute that father made for you?
Why should I be angry? It's been a while since I have played flute myself. I may have even forgotten how to play it.
Forgotten how to play a flute? But my father says you are the best flute player in the world. Well, I can teach you to play the flute. Let me show you.
Do you really know how to play the flute?
It's quite easy to play a flute. Can I take your flute and show?
Yes.
Hold it like this and blow like this.
Oh. Should I hold it here? Or should I blow like this?
No. Not like that. Like this.
Oh, all right. Is it like this? Sarangi, why don't you show me again?
Krishna, your flute is so beautiful.
Do you like it?
Yes, very much.
Take it. It's my gift.
Krishna, this is your golden flute and you are gifting it to me? So kind of you, Krishna. So kind of you. My father will be so happy. I will give this to him. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you.
Adhara Murali, Madhura Murali, Adhara Sidhu Vulayidu Murali, Pelucha Murali, Pilipinchu Murali. Years ago, I was lost in the sound of a flute. I had to chisel out a forest full of bamboos before I could discover it again. And I nearly lost it. Krishna, I have blown each and every flute in the heap here, and only this one remains, the perfect flute, finally my perfect flute. I have wasted all my breath on these imperfect ones, and I'm left with no more strength to test the one that matters. Oh Krishna, if only I could gift this perfect flute to you.
Baba, Krishna himself has sent his flute for you. And you know, Krishna himself corrected the Mor Mukut. He applied tilak on my forehead. He even gave his necklace to me. I am looking exactly like Krishna. Look, Baba, look.
Did Krishna himself give this flute to you?
Yes, Baba. This is Krishna's flute.
Did you hear him play the flute? What did he play? It must have been so beautiful.
You know, Baba, Krishna said he had forgotten to play the flute and I taught him.
Krishna has forgotten to play the flute? Krishna has forgotten to play the flute? Krishna has forgotten to play the flute. Krishna has forgotten to play the flute. Krishna has forgotten to play the flute.
Why are you laughing, Baba?
Do you know, Sarangi, how great is this flute? Can you even imagine the magic of its melody? Do you know? Once you hear this flute, you are robbed of your sleep, you are robbed of your wealth, you are robbed of your peace, you are robbed of your very own identity. You have to go through a lifetime of search to find a single other flute that can match the glory of this one. And finally, when you find it, when you are holding it in your own hands and you want to give it to Krishna to hear that supremely enchanting melody again, you know what Krishna says? Krishna says,
it's been years since I played the flute.
Krishna? Krishna! Baba, look! Krishna has come!
Krishna?
Seeing so many flutes here, I am reminded of my days with Gopalas and Gopikas.
Kanha? My lord, you are here?
How are you, Ratan?
By your grace, Kanha, I am doing good. Kanha, do you recognize him? He is the same Bansi that met you years ago.
Same Bansi? Ratan, this is not the same Bansi. That Bansi, whom I met years ago, saw richness in the possessions of the world. But this Bansi knows that the richness lies in the experiences of the soul. That Bansi's goal was the world, and flute was his means. This Bansi's goal is the flute, and the world is his means. That Bansi used his talent to judge Krishna. This Bansi used his talent to reach Krishna. That Bansi was called by Krishna to Vrindavan. This Bansi called Krishna to Vrindavan. This is not the same Bansi that I saw.
Krishna, you remember me, Krishna? How kind of you. I thought you would have forgotten me. Why did it take so long for you to come to me, Krishna?
Bansi, was it not your promise not to see Krishna without making a perfect flute? Is it not my responsibility to keep up your promise, Bansi? So, have you made the perfect flute?
Yes, Krishna. Yes, here is the perfect flute. The culmination of my lifelong sadhana.
Is this the perfect flute? But all flutes look the same to me.
No, Krishna. Those are the imperfect ones.
Balram Dao, can you play this for me?
Oh, yes, Kanha.
Ah, beautiful. It's perfect.
No, Krishna. The one you are holding is the perfect flute.
Yes, the one I'm holding is the perfect flute. Uncle Akrura, can you play this for me? It is a perfect flute again.
Lord, you don't seem to understand. I have spent my lifetime to chisel out this piece of perfection.
Yes, I have spent lifetimes to chisel out this piece of perfection.
Lord, this is not a mere hollow reed with 9 holes. I have poured all my love and made this.
True. This is not a hollow reed with 9 holes. I have poured all my love and made this.
Lord, I am not able to understand. You are talking in riddles. I am talking of the bansi you are holding.
Yes, yes, bansi. You are not able to understand. All riddles end here. Shyam Murari, bansi dharo. I am talking of the bansi that I am holding here. You are my perfect flute, bansi. You are my perfect flute.
Krishna.
Bansi, as much as you are pining, even I have been longing for this moment. We have worked together all through. You waited through 1,000 flutes to give me this special one. I have waited through thousands of lifetimes to create this special one. For every drop of your sweat, I sighed. For every tear on your cheek, I was pained. For every twinkle in your eye, I laughed. This was not your journey alone, Bansi. We walked all the while together. You knew, if chiseled well, how beautiful can a reed be. Even I knew, if I chisel well, how divine can Bansi be.
Krishna, I see it, my Lord. You opened my eyes today. In my ego till now, I have been thinking that it's me who is chiseling a flute worthy of your melody. But now I realize that all the while you have been chiseling me to become worthy of your grace. Perfection is not in the flute, but it is in your touch.
Just like the flute maker sees the flute and chisels the unwanted reed, I see my own self in you and chisel the unwanted you in you. Rid yourself of ego. Be hollow and let my divine breath flow through you incessantly. Surrender to me and become the perfect flute for your life to be the perfect melody.
Sangeet ചൈതന്യാനന്ദമൈ പ്രതിഗാനോവേണമൈ പ്രതിശ്വാസനേ ഗാനമൈ പ്രതിതലപുയേ നീ ഭാഷയൈ നീ ഭാവമൈ പ്രതിതലപുയേ നീ ഭാഷയൈ നീ ഭാവമൈ തല്ലിവൈ തന്ത്രിവൈ നീവേ മകൾ
जय जय साई गोपाल ना जय जय केशाय दुनंदना जय जय वृंदावन चंदना जय जय कृष्ण यदुनंदना जय जय कृष्ण मनमोहना जय जय साई गोपालना जय जय साई गोपालना जय जय साई गोपालना जय जय कृष्ण यदुनंदना
ब्रह्मांड नायका परिपूरीश्वर बाबा
ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा
परिपूरीश्वर बाबा
ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा
परिपूरीश्वर बाबा
सागर तुमने बहाए
तुमने बहाए
नदिया सागर तुमने बहाए ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा
परिपूरीश्वर सागर तुमने बहाए नदिया सागर तुमने बहाए ब्रह्मांड नायका बाबा परिपूरीश्वर
अयोध्या नगरी तुमने बनाई
द्वारका नगरी तुमने बनाई,
हरि नारायण हरि नारायण भजो रे
Oh,
నారాయణ భజులే.
సుఖినో భవంతు సమ స్వస్థలు సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త సుఖినో భవంతు.
Shanti, 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 Jai.